This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue with our study of the great Bible topic, Christianity is the religion of biblical authority. I have been making the point that all of the Bible is inspired. To say that the Bible is inspired is to say that it is God-breathed. It is to say that the very words of the Bible are the words of God. That as you read the words of the Bible, they are just as surely the Word of God as if you were hearing God Himself to speak from heaven. When I say that the Bible is the inspired Word of God, I do not mean to say that it merely contains the Word of God. There are those who claim that the so-called fundamental truths are inspired, but that the arguments and explanations, numbers and historical facts are of human origin, that are therefore liable to error. In this connection, we raise this question. What man has such wisdom that he can decide what is fundamental and what is not fundamental to the point of saying that this part of the Bible is inspired and that part is not? And even if one should make such a claim, who else would be willing to abide by his decision as to just which portions of the Scriptures are to be rejected and which are to be accepted? No one is so willing, I'm sure. The view that I presently have under consideration is clearly in conflict with the claim which the Bible makes for itself in such passages as 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, which claims that all Scripture is inspired of God. To accept the erroneous view that the Bible merely contains the Word of God and that therefore part of the Bible is of mere human origin, and thus to accept the view that the Bible does not in any sense constitute a pattern for human behavior, is to involve oneself in an awful uncertainty as to what is and what is not the Word of God. It might well be asked, if the writers of the Bible were inspired only in matters of importance, then why did not God further guide them in stating such matters, exactly which matters are important and which are not? It is not without significance that 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, all Scripture is inspired of God. What proof is there anywhere that the Holy Spirit guided the writers of the Bible in some parts and forsook them in other parts? If the historical and scientific matters are uninspired and infallible, how can we know that the so-called doctrinal matters are inspired and infallible? It is often, quite often the case, that doctrine is intertwined with historical and scientific matters. Where does the Bible teach that it is infallible in doctrine, infallible in history and science and so forth? The simple answer is, nowhere does it teach such. And so when I say that the Bible is inspired, I mean that the Holy Spirit guaranteed each writer from writing error in the Bible, error of any sort. When we claim the Bible is inspired, we are affirming that inspiration is full, complete, entire, that it extends to every word of every part of the Bible. I therefore am affirming plenary verbal inspiration. This means that every part of the Bible is inspired and equally inspired. This means that the inspiration of the Bible involves prophecy, poetry, history, doctrine, precept, and so forth. Bible writers wrote what God wanted written exactly. I repeat, to say that the Bible is inspired means that the inspiration pertains to words as well as to book. To say that it pertains to words is also to say that it pertains to letters, the elements of words. Verbal inspiration is the work of God, so directing men by the power of the Holy Spirit in the choice which they make of the subject matter in words, that their writings are exactly what God desired and all that He desired them to contain. This means that every word in the Bible is just exactly what God wanted, that there were no words left out of it that should have been there, and that there are no words in it which should not have been there. And therefore we can see that the conclusion of this entire matter is, Christianity is the religion of biblical authority. And therefore to reject biblical authority is to reject Christianity. To reject Christianity is to reject Jesus Christ. To reject Jesus Christ is to reject God and to reject the only way of salvation which is available to man. No man who denies the inspiration, the all-sufficiency, the inerrancy, and the authority of the Bible can be regarded rightly as a faithful servant of God. And so in this series of lessons we have meant to make clear to every listener that we are committed without reservation to the proposition that the Bible is the Word of God and that Christianity is the religion of biblical authority. And we stand ready to resist any movement to the contrary, either in or out of the Lord's church. Be with us tomorrow as we continue our study of important Bible subjects.